In this bulletin, French President Emmanuel Macron says Notre Dame Cathedral will be rebuilt within 5 years. 150 people missing after a ferry capsizes in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Rugby Australia's deadline for Israel Folau to respond to a breach notice up today. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. French President Emmanuel Macron has committed to rebuilding Notre Dame Cathedral to a state more beautiful than before and within 5 years. In a national televised address, President Macron said the people of France must use the disaster to help unite them.
We have so much to rebuild. Yes, we will rebuild the Cathedral of Notre Dame even more beautiful. And I say in 5 years, we'll say, yes, we can do it. And we will mobilize it.
French prosecutors say the fire is likely to have been the result of an accident and there's no sign it was caused on purpose. More than 400 firefighters were needed to extinguish the inferno that consumed the roof and spire of the cathedral. Around 150 people are missing, feared dead, in the Democratic Republic of Congo after reports emerged of a ferry capsizing on Lake Kivu in the country's east. The government said that of the estimated 200 passengers, only 40 have been rescued. Bad weather and overcrowding have been suggested as potential factors in the accident. There have been reports the vessel is an ageing one and that passengers weren't wearing life jackets. A new report shows climate change is a concern for the majority of young Australians. The report from UNICEF's Young Ambassadors Program shows almost three quarters of young Australians see climate change as having a significant impact on the world. UNICEF Australia's Amy Lemoine says young Australians overwhelmingly agree that climate change is an imminent threat to their future.
They had different language to describe it and they told a different story about it, but they all had very consistent kind of concerns. Small children are really attuned to the environment and we see that all of the time. And so the smaller children were talking about pollution as a concern and wildlife and the extinction of wildlife as a bit of a concern. As children kind of got to middle years, they were talking about climate change in more detailed terms. And by the time we were talking to adolescents and people in the higher secondary school years, they were talking in really clear terms about the likely trajectory of climate change going forward.
New research shows young men are seeking help from one of Australia's most prominent youth counselling services in declining numbers and at a rate much slower than young women. The Kids Helpline Insights report shows only one in five contacts the service received last year were from boys, while almost four in five were from girls. The proportion of contacts from males has also decreased from about one-third to one-fifth of all contacts since 2007. Kids Helpline Services Manager Tony Fitzgerald says adults have a key role in allowing young males to talk about their feelings.
Reaching out for help is a strength, never a weakness. It's really important for parents and particularly for fathers in our community to role model that important help-seeking behaviour because young people learn their behaviours from what they observe their parents doing.
In rugby, Wallaby star Israel Folau has until later today to respond to a breach notice issued by Rugby Australia over his posts, including anti-gay comments on social media. The Rugby Australia Integrity Unit deemed that Folau had committed a high-level breach of the Professional Players Code of Conduct, warranting termination of his employment contract. The Test and New South Wales back, who signed a new four-year contract back in February, was given 48 hours to accept the sanction or have the matter referred to a Code of Conduct hearing. If Folau accepts the sanction by a deadline of 2 o'clock this afternoon, he would leave without getting a payout. We'll now look at the weather. Perth, cloud clearing in 23. Possible shower in Adelaide today in 28 degrees. A late shower or two in Melbourne and windy, 29. Hobart, late rain, 28. Canberra, mostly sunny, 24. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 23. Sydney, also partly cloudy, 25. Newcastle, a shower or two, 25. Brisbane, also a shower or two, 27. Cairns, a shower or two and 29, and Darwin, mostly sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.